You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with Chris Taft, who covers the Giants for MLB.com, those pesky Giants that just won't ever go away. Chris, so Matt Duffy is the guy that I guess they didn't really want to give the starting job to when they signed Casey McGee. And now he is possibly gunning for maybe team MVP. So two games in a row, he was one hit short of the cycle, hit safely in like 12 of 13 games. And is just, you know, I mean, they say he's underrated. That would be a little bit of an understatement at this point. So it's got to be amazing for everybody who's watching him. What's going on?
He's just, I might have mentioned this before. It's a paradox. He's a really smart hitter who's smart enough to know not to get too much inside his own head, you know, when he hits. He keeps his approach very simple. To look at him, you wouldn't even think he's a big league ball player. He's really skinny. You know, you just want to give him a sandwich whenever you see him. And, but he knows he's physically overmatched by guys, so he compensates with supreme confidence, not cockiness at all, just confidence. He figures, you know, this is what he said to me a few times. You know, you're good, I'm good. Let's see what happens. You know, as far as a pitcher hitter matchup, and but defensively, he's playing third base. It's not his natural position, but he's been very adequate over there, because he works his rear end off. So it's kind of a situation of, with him, it's what's not to like.
Yeah, and I mean, when you have Bruce Bochy that likes you, then that's you have to feel pretty good, and he seems to be just extremely pleased about everything is working out over there.
Yeah, he's probably playing for the perfect manager, you know, a guy who doesn't judge by, you know, whether you look good in a bathing suit or whatever.
So Humpty Dumpty is putting himself back together again when it comes to the starting rotation. So we have Matt Cain and Jake TV coming back at the same time. Is that still the case? What's the schedule for these 2 days?
Yeah, these next 2 days will be perhaps, you know, tomorrow will be very interesting with Matt Cain coming back and Friday with Jake Peavy. You know, this could shape the rest of their season. If those two guys come back strong, well, maybe they don't need to go out and get a pitcher at the trade deadline. If they pitch shakily, well, you know, that changes a whole lot.
For those of us that aren't watching every single game and hanging out every single inning of the San Francisco Giants, how does the rotation shake out now? Who's out, and what's the 5-man rotation?
I'm sorry, Allison. I'm having trouble hearing here at this the ambient noise here at the.
Oh, sorry. The five. You know, so with Kane and PB in, who's like? How does the? What's the 5-man rotation at this point with those two in?
Well, let's see. Tonight, so you have Heston, Kane, PB, I believe Bumgarner, and then Hudson right now.
Okay.
With Lincecum going on, Lincecum will go on the DL when Kane pitches tomorrow. So, but this could again, it could be a state of flux for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah, but it's those are some pretty good names that you can kind of, even if there's a couple hiccups that go on. I guess that they do have some depth at this point. They've got some guys that have stepped up in the absence of some of these other pitchers, and so I guess they have a couple of fallback options, which is kind of, I mean, that's what the minor league system is supposed to produce, right?
Yeah, well, not some, you know, we didn't mention Ryan Vogelsong, you know, he'll pitch again.
Right.
What they might do is they've got days off, scheduled off days, almost every week for the remainder of the year, you know, at least one a week. So they could, you know, slide a guy in, slide a guy out, give a guy, you know, skip a guy for two starts, but they're not necessarily all the time. There's lots of creative things they can do and probably will do.
And I wanted to ask you about Jeremy Affeldt. Of course, I was on assignment last week, so I did not do the podcast with you, and so I didn't realize that he was on a disabled list with a left shoulder strain. And, you know, Jeremy Affeldt, those are the guys that I just think are so valuable to teams. And I can't remember the crazy stat from the postseason last year, but it was some ridiculous dominance that he had that, of course, no one was paying attention to because he's a left-handed reliever, so people aren't paying attention to those guys. They're so key. So I'm very worried about my friend Jeremy Affeldt. What's the deal with him, and is this going to be like a short thing, or is this something to be worried about?
I don't think it's maybe in between. I don't think it's been determined yet whether he'll come off after 15 days or we'll need a little extra time. But you're right. You know, he has something like the third lowest postseason ERA ever. Some guy named Babe Ruth is right after him in the number four spot. So it's a pretty impressive list.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a shout out to the bullpen guys because I've been saying it for years. I mean, they're, you know, you don't know them, you don't notice them until they're blowing things. But
right.
you can't win a World Series without, you know, guys like him. You know, you take them out of the equation and give somebody, you know, put somebody in with the, you know, three-fourths of the ability, and you're not in October.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Jeremy is he can, when he's on, you know, he can face righties as well as lefties, be just as effective against both of them. So that's why he's, as you pointed out, such a key cog in how the team does.
Yeah. Well, I think this is such an interesting pennant race or division race. More so than, well, kind of like the AL East is getting pretty interesting too, because everybody, it seemed like nobody really wanted to be in the lead there. And now everyone's within like a half a game of each other. But this Dodgers Giants thing, it seems like it's going to be them again. Not that it should really surprise any of us. But it's really interesting because they're not like, nobody's like really dominating at any point. So is it, I kind of think it's just because there's just so much equality now, I feel, in the game as far as just parity, that maybe it's not that teams aren't as good, but it's just they're sort of canceling each other out maybe at the right time. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. And, Allison, and, you know, the other teams in the West really are respectable.
Yeah.
It's a pretty even matchup just about any given night in this division.
Yeah, I would think that, I mean, even like the Rockies are 10 games under, okay, so this is not a good team. But there's always like the one team in the division that it's like whoever beats up on them the most is usually, you know, of the good teams usually win the division. But there's really not anybody that you can really kick around in the NL West. So anyway, very interesting.
No, not at all.
No. Okay, thanks so much, Chris. Enjoyed it, and we will talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you, as always.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.